Bava Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Daf Pei and Pei Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the page. The Mishnah says if a person bought two trees in a field, he does not acquire the land as well. Rav Meir Omer, Kana Karka, Rav Meir says no, he does acquire the land if he bought two trees. Higdilu lo yishpe ha'oila min ha'geza, shaloi min ha'shroshim, shabal ha'bayis, v'imesu ein lo yikarka. If the trees grew, the seller cannot cut the branches, even if they are harming the field. The buyer owns anything that grows from the trunk, and the seller owns anything that grows from the roots. If the trees died, the buyer does not own the land, so he can't plant new ones. Kana shlosha, kana karka, higdilu yishpe ha'oila min ha'shroshim, shaloi v'imesu yesh lo karka. If he bought three trees, he also acquires the land. If the trees grew, the seller can cut the branches. The buyer owns anything that grows from the roots. If the trees died, the buyer owns the land and can plant new ones. And the Gemara now says, "Debei Rabbi Yannai Amri Haroyes Atzel Ze Shoresh Haroyes Achama Zo Geza." Debei Rabbi Yannai says that the part of a tree that sees only shade is under the ground is considered the roots and belongs to the field owner. The part that sees the sun is considered the trunk and belongs to the tree owner. Reb Chama Bar Ukva v'Shem Reb Yosef Ha'Oile M'Shiroshav M'Gizoy Zeu Shoresh M'Gizoy V'Lo M'Shiroshav Zeu Ilan. Reb Chama Bar Chanina quoting Reb Yosef gives a different way of understanding it. He says even if this growth sees the sun when it comes out of the top of the root, because its growth comes from the root, it's considered to be the root and belongs to the field owner. But if it grows from the trunk rather than the roots, it's considered part of the tree.